Wobbly table is wobbly. Wobbly table. Wobbly table.
Sometimes when the world is so sunny and people are a bore, I go to my shaded corner. My shaded corner. A place with all my favorite toys and games and movies and more. I go to my shaded corner. My shaded corner.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 120.
120!
We have a special guest. And I don't have the keyboard because it's hidden. So we have, I'm going to have to say it.
Click, 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 Alexa is here. Click, 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 Alexa, Alexa, click, 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 Alexa is here. Cling, 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 cling.
Yay!
Yeah, you keep clapping for him.
That was the best one yet.
Right?
You need
I think I've said it about all of them, but that one brought a little tear to my eyeball.
Aww,
I know.
Cute.
She doesn't let me sing to her like that anymore. She doesn't like it.
No.
I don't know why.
Can't imagine.
So, what's up? We were talking about stuff before we recorded because the computer
the Beetlejuice work. Thing.
Oh, yes. The Beetlejuice. And why Poe doesn't like Beetlejuice.
I love Beetlejuice. I hate that thing.
Why do you hate that?
That monstrosity.
It is a monster.
It's huge.
It's an ice cream monster.
It's huge.
Okay, Trump.
Huge. Yeah, it's obnoxious. And it's obnoxious. It's scary. I don't like it.
So if you fall asleep tonight and it's next to you in the bed.
Oh my gosh.
You will get ball tapped very, 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 very hard.
It's not very nice.
You know it's not very nice? Getting something huge and obnoxious for the basement without informing your wife.
I informed you.
No, you did not.
You're informed.
I had to come down here with, after, mind you, you had a blanket over it for weeks.
Yes.
Why was the blanket over it, babe?
To protect it from dust.
Why does it not have a blanket over it now?
Because I got rid of the dust.
All the dust.
All the dust.
All the dust in the world.
Nope, just in the basement.
You are a lying McLierson.
I like to protect the things that I buy.
You are a liar.
No.
It doesn't have a cover now because I discovered it and got mad at you, and it doesn't matter if it's covered anymore.
You didn't discover it. It was down here without a blanket on it. Because why? I got rid of all the dust.
Uh-huh. Whatever.
And you can't get mad at me if I bought it weeks or months ago.
I can get mad
I've
at
had
you
it.
Because you still didn't tell me and you hid it.
I didn't hide it. I was protecting it from the dust.
Shut up, babe.
Dust is not good for things.
Shut up.
What are you doing on your phone?
I'm trying to
be
get
here.
Enough money
be here.
On Walmart.com so that I could buy the little Pooh Bear kids for our son.
You're trying to get enough money on Walmart?
So in order to get free shipping from Walmart, you have to spend at least $35.
How much is shipping?
$7.
Why don't you go to Walmart?
Because that would inquire that I'd have to physically go to Walmart, and I don't really like physically going to Walmart.
It would inquire?
It wouldn't inquire. It would include me actually physically going to Walmart. I don't feel like going to Walmart. What if they don't have it?
What if they do? It's not like we don't live next to one.
Fine. I guess I'll just go to Walmart.
Get off your phone. Be here.
I am here.
Be here. Be now.
You be now.
I am now.
You're not now.
I am now.
No, you're
I'm
not.
I'm future. I am past.
Then you're not now. If you're future
I am now.
And past.
And now.
You're not now.
I'm all encompassing.
You're full of baloney.
I haven't had bologna in years, probably.
I love bologna.
I do, too.
It's so good.
It's so good.
It's bologna so, is and it's so delicious. Bad. It's like...
With some mustard and... I use mustard and mayo when I eat bologna.
I don't use mayo.
I use mayo.
I use mayo.
Both of them.
You use mustard. I use mayo.
I use mustard and ketchup and barbecue sauce.
Ketchup?
And strawberries.
Oh. And coconut. Don't forget the coconut.
It's just a shredding on the bun.
You don't even like coconut.
Only with bologna.
And pizza.
And pizza.
And a pizza.
And you're still on your phone.
I'm still on Walmart.com.
Why? Didn't we, listeners, just have this conversation?
Know what you should do?
What?
Call J.G. Wentworth.
877 cash now.
They better hope they never change your fucking number. That's I don't it. Even Call know Freddy if they in the mic.
I didn't even think they still exist.
I think they do. What? Use your words. All right. Anyway, so what's new? What's up? How's everyone? She's dying.
A little coffee.
You want coffee?
Just a little coffee, she said.
Anything new? Anything exciting? Anything nerd related? Anything life related? Anything... Wow, you are so needy. Let me just drink the rest of this for you.
Whoa. That was scary.
What was scary?
It was on the wire and the little piece of wood, and it went back, and it scared me.
You scare easily.
But it's going to fall.
No, it won't fall. Anyway, so, what's up? People talk.
What do you want to talk about?
Are you pooping?
No, I just cough again.
Let's all talk like we're pooping.
So what did you do over the weekend?
Who, me?
You're not pooping.
Not anymore. And I wasn't pooping in the first place. Just trying to stop myself from coughing.
Hold the microphone up to your mouth when you talk.
I am. You're so annoying.
That was such like a little kid thing. Hey, talk like you're pooping. Let's all talk like we're pooping.
You're pooping. Guys, you're not talking like you're not pooping.
When our son becomes a toddler, you are definitely going to be of the same mentality.
Stop it.
It's gonna be like, Dad, I just pooped. You're going to be like, oh my God, so did I.
High five. Poop high five.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's going to be my life in a couple years.
And he's going to think poop is the funniest word. Fart's the funniest word. You're going to hear a lot of poop and fart. That's all you're going to hear.
Well, speaking of pooping and farting. So.
Yeah, let's talk about our fecal.
So, I put on.
Poop?
Baby Time Radio on Amazon for Raylan all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
And there's a little kid song about farting where they just make fart noises for the first like 30 seconds. And I really don't like it.
Okay.
And it plays all the time.
Huh.
Well, remove it from the playlist.
It's not my playlist.
Can't you like copy the playlist and just or say I don't want to listen to this song?
Yeah, I can. I should do that.
You know what song I don't like? It goes like it's a little kid one. It's like I took a shit in my pants, grabbed my poop out my diaper.
No, I know what song you don't like.
On the wall and
baby
now it is
shark doo 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 doo. Baby shark.
Hello, everyone. If you would like to be the new co-host, we are down one wife. I mean, you don't have to marry me, but if you want to be the new co-host, just send your resume.
All inquiries may go to shadedcornermedia@gmail.com.
Never mind. We got our new co-host.
Wow. I'm so easily replaced.
She said it better the first time than you did the first time. Shall we go back to that recording? Shaded
_ baby shark.
Doo-doo-doo-doo.
So earlier this evening, we were talking about if we had to hide a body.
Yeah, you got a trunk that don't open from the inside.
Yep.
That's not good.
No, it was a recall. I gotta go take it to, you know, the dealership. Are you okay?
I'm fine.
I'm fine.
She learned her lesson. How did your wife die? Oh, well, she choked on her own skin.
It's because she sang Baby Shark.
Don't even say it.
I can't listen to that song either.
It's so bad.
I can't. It drives me nuts.
Clearly, someone else has an aversion to it.
Yeah, it's me. I can't. I can't do it.
What else you got?
Are we calm now?
I'm calm. Are you calm?
I'm calm.
You're in a snazzy new blanket. Where'd you get that blanket?
I stole it from you because you bought another mushroom head blanket, because even though you didn't tell me. So I'm just going to take it.
You're a thief.
Only from you. Because you stole my heart first.
Aww.
Gay.
How's it gay? You're a man. I'm a woman. That's not gay.
Maybe I identify as a female today.
And you know what? It is happy. So yes, it is gay. Gay and merry.
Good talk. Good TED talk.
Thank you.
So where were we?
I don't know.
I think we were saying something.
We were.
I think. Right?
Probably. You were talking about talking like we were pooping, and I said no.
We gave up on that.
And then it started.
And then you were talking about... Then we were talking about shit. Then you were talking about a song that kids sing about shit. And then, yeah.
Well, that's a recap of the show.
Yep.
All right. We're done now, right?
Yeah. We've gone for about 14 minutes.
All right. Awesome. Woo!
We've been watching Sesame Street.
Yes, we have.
We watched an episode where it's okay for non-consensual kissing.
Yeah.
That was kind of weird.
Abby Kadabby forced herself on Oscar the Grouch.
After he said no so many times.
That was very non-consensual.
Then they went to another person, and the person was like, you know, you should just let her kiss you.
Yeah.
It's like, wow.
While I watch.
It is very weird.
Very rapey.
I did not enjoy that at all.
No.
Sesame Street, what was that?
And I found it's very hard to watch Sesame Street and not make adult jokes.
Yes, it is. It's very difficult. I will agree. Sesame Street has a lot of moments where you're like, yeah, that's perverse. Right there. Like when they had like a talking gym sock.
Oh boy.
What? And it was like a singular talking gym sock that the guy had. And I was like,
what's that guy?
Everybody
what's
knows that? What that gym sock has seen.
What has that gym sock seen?
Feet, duh.
Yeah. Baby,
it would be a foot.
What has that gym sock seen? Tell me.
Penis. Because that's what boys use to masturbate into socks.
Do they?
Yeah.
You want to talk? You want me to talk about how I was, what I did when I was young and masturbated?
Sure.
It's a great family.
Her face was. I don't know if I want to get into this.
I don't know if I want to know this, but sure. Tell me. What did you masturbate into as a young adult?
This is a good family conversation. My wife, my niece. Let's talk about me jerking off.
Baby as, niece.
As
I'm like 3 and a half now. It's fine.
As
you're almost four. No, you're four.
You're four.
4 years old?
You're four. Yeah. You're four because it was February.
Yeah, you're four.
Yay!
Now. We passed your fourth birthday.
Happy birthday to me.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Alexa. Happy birthday to you.
Yay! And many more.
I'm so sorry, everybody.
So, what did you masturbate into as a young adult?
Silence.
Is it a stuffed animal? Please tell me it was a stuffed animal. Did you masturbate into a stuffed animal?
Wait, where's your...
Funny Freddy?
Yeah.
Was Funny Freddy a little bit too
more
funny?
Than a friend?
I mean, he does have some crunchy spots on him.
You?
No, I masturbated into my parents' socks that were clean. So then they put it on, it would still be gooey.
Did you really?
No.
That would be really weird.
For some reason, I have a filter when it comes talking about this with Alexa here.
Why?
I don't know. But I don't want to talk about it.
I'll listen to the podcast regardless.
All I heard was, I'll listen. No,
if you say it on another episode, okay. I'm listening.
Yeah. I'm really concerned
now
about
she's like,
what
her face is contorted.
I don't know. We're going to have to...
Okay. Is it going to be pillow talk tonight?
Yeah.
I'm masturbating.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Hey, babe. You want to know what I jerked off and on? Why do you think they had to paint the room so much? What are you looking for?
The monitor.
I don't know what the fuck you did with the monitor.
Cinder's barking up there.
Someone, neighbor's coming in the front door.
But she's going to wake the baby.
No, she won't. Her barks don't wake him up.
They'll stir him, but right now he's fine. All
right. Let's talk about the first time you masturbated, babe.
I don't really remember.
Yes, you do. Everyone remembers their first.
No, I don't.
Yes. That first time you discovered that bean and you flipped it. She loves that term, flicking the bean.
No, I don't. It's so gross.
Her face definitely showed that she loved it.
So gross.
Hi, Mr. Bean. And he wouldn't respond because Mr. Bean doesn't speak.
Mr. Bean does not speak. If he did speak,
he just grumbles.
It would be weird.
You're very quiet over there.
Me?
Yeah.
I don't think I'm that quiet.
Yes. You're not talking about your masturbation.
Well, you didn't actually answer my question, so
I'm not going to answer yours. You're just a co-host.
So?
You're just a co-host.
That means you do as I say, lady friend.
I don't have to do as you say, man friend.
Yes. Do you want to get tickled again?
No, I don't.
Exactly.
I'm going to pee on you if you tickle me again. Because
you might like it.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's try it.
Ew. Ew.
Drip, drip, drop.
Right in the headphones. It was just weird. Where did this episode go?
I don't know. It's everywhere.
It's very weird places.
Talk about familial masturbation techniques.
Ew.
See, I learned
Who's masturbating their family?
I learned how to masturbate from my dad.
What?
Let's just say he worked construction,
no,
so his hands
Nope, I'm not okay with this conversation.
He does not listen.
Can we move on, please?
Thank God.
As he's playing with a measuring tape.
Okay, we need to move on because this is way too much for me.
What? You wanted to go? Don't go dive into this. Yeah, I made those sounds a lot as a kid, too. Too deep. All right. My next topic is, it's hard to come up with topics.
Did you actually write that?
Yes. Like, it's hard to come up with topics when you don't do anything anymore, because we don't do anything anymore.
No. Having a baby really cramps your style.
When was the last time I was over here?
It was after Christmas.
But it was still in December, right?
No, it was in January, I think.
Yeah, it was way out. It was a little after after January, because you were supposed to come up January 1st, but then you got sick, I think, or something.
So the day after Christmas, I came over.
Okay, then that's the last
then
time.
Then that's the last time.
Yes.
Oh, you said you have another gift for me.
I have another gift for you. I was just saying that.
You got attacked by an icicle, and you had a Harry Potter scar.
It's upstairs.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I was going into someone's house, and they opened the door too hard, and it came down and hit me right between the eyes.
And you said that to me, and I was like, "Oh my God, you're Harry Potter."
Yeah, it was perfect.
Yeah, it's upstairs in one of the boxes, right next to the mail table.
So, since December 26th that I've seen you guys.
Yeah.
I went to that Harry Potter bar.
Yes.
The Cauldron.
Yes. I want to go so bad.
It was really cool. It was a little different. It wasn't as, like, perfect as I thought it would. The decor was outstanding.
Where is it?
In Philly. Oh. It, like, it was still decorated for Christmas. I'm assuming they don't do that all the time.
I don't know.
But the place was decorated beautifully. And you pretty much just make your own cocktails, and they call it potion making, so you're in potions class, and you gotta follow the book, and you get to pick which ones you want to make. But it was really cool. The nice. Drinks were very good, and they pretty much have like bar food.
Okay,
I want to go,
but it is really fun.
I don't even know where it is.
Next date night.
Oh God, is it? It's in the center city.
It's in the center.
Is it in the center city?
I don't know if it would all feel well enough. Is it in the center city?
Yeah, the center city.
No, is it in center city?
Yeah, is it in the center city?
Stop saying the.
What? Is it in the center city?
Stop it. You're not 90.
Look up the Cauldron, Philly. It says 34 minutes from here.
It's in the center city. The Cauldron. Let's all look it up. Oh, it's Locust Street. It's definitely in the heart of the center city. In the heart of Gaberhood.
Oh, that's what it... Yeah, it really was.
Yeah.
But they give you a block away. Those robes. And you have a wand.
That's cool.
It is really cool.
So you have to make your... You make your own drink?
Mm-hmm.
Like in a cauldron.
Is that expensive? It seems like it would
be
expensive.
It was like 50 or 60 per person.
Okay.
But as soon as you walk in, you get a drink. Like just hand it to you, basically.
Nice.
And then you make, I think, two drinks. And then food is not included in that, so you have to pay for food. But, I mean, it was...
It's not bad.
A little expensive, yeah. But it was still
not
cool.
As expensive as I thought it would be.
Yeah.
So it's not bad.
Mm. You gonna take me?
Probably not. I don't like Harry Potter. I don't drink anymore.
All right, so we can go.
Okay.
I'll go back.
Fine.
Rude.
It was fun.
She's going to take me on
you
a date.
You can take us. We'll drink, get hammered, and you can pick us up.
Okay. That's fine. I'll be the designated driver.
Yeah.
I'll just go and not drink.
Okay.
It's fine. The drinks were, like, very good.
I'm perfectly fine with that option.
Okay.
UDD. And we will drinky drink.
What else you got? Yes, I'm looking in drawers. I have all your notes.
Can I see my notes?
Later.
Why later?
Because we're doing a show.
I mean, they might be helpful.
No.
Let me see my notes.
No. Don't ha me.
Wow, I have to look crotchety. Through pictures where's to like the, see what
the,
I've done.
Where's the button? What? You are a poop face.
You're a poop face.
You're a poop face.
You're a poop face.
You're a poop face.
You got shit dribbling down your chin right now.
Well, you got shit everywhere else coming out of every orifice.
That's just rude.
So, I went to this park that I'd never been to. Savannah and I did.
Uh-huh.
And we went hiking. Yeah. Look at that.
Oh, that's cool.
What park's that?
Where's that?
Allapocas Run State Park.
I've heard of it.
Never that's been. So pretty.
So, we climbed up there, took those pictures. It was gorgeous.
Nice.
It was such a beautiful park.
I'm jealous.
So we've been going there and walking.
That's awesome.
We'll take Raylan. It was see if really nice. Climb up there.
I didn't know Delaware had copperhead snakes.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Were they there?
Did yeah.
you get bit?
No, and we didn't see one either. But after we climbed the rocks with all of, like, the dead grass and God knows what.
Yeah.
We continue walking on the trail and there are signs what to do if you see a copperhead snake and what to do if you're bit by one. And we were like, copperhead snake? What? Had no idea Delaware had them. So that was pretty cool. We were all up in their, you know, habitat.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, it was, yeah.
What do you do if you get bit by one?
You die.
It just said you need to call 911. It's simple as that. You need to get help.
Immediately, got it.
Yeah.
It's pretty quick.
That's fun. That's what you want to hear.
If you get by one, get bit by one, don't. That's what you do.
Yeah. Well, thank you. It's pretty helpful.
That's so helpful.
I'm back fully. I had, like, slacked off for a little bit, but I'm back fully in the gym. And I started jogging because I really hate it.
Jogging never does good.
I hate it.
I also hate it. I hate any form of running.
Yeah. But I am motivated to get better at it, even though I'm not built for cardio at all. That's why I like lifting weights in the gym, because it still gets my heart rate up.
Dunkles are not made for cardio.
But, I, like, and it's not even me being funny. It's, like, even at my most fit, I can't consistently stay running for a long period of time.
Yeah.
Yeah, same.
And I, like, I hate how winded I get. Even when I was running, I can't say running, jogging with Gemma, like, every day after high school. Mm-hmm. I think it was my freshman and sophomore year. I don't remember if I did it junior year. But I got pretty good, but it's still, like, I couldn't just go for a while. Some people can just jog go forever.
Away. I don't understand them.
My shins start to hurt. Tops of my feet start to hurt.
I get really bad shin splints. I
can't breathe. I'm like, how do you ever get to that point? But anyway, I started doing it because I was like, I'm determined to get better at this. I don't necessarily want to lose too much weight, but I just want to get better at that. That's why I like lifting weights.
Yeah.
Because it slims you down and builds up muscle at the same time. But I'm back in there, and I
good for you.
I don't want to stop. I always work out at like home, but I'm just fully back into lifting.
Now that this is room's getting cleaned up, I'll be able to work out again.
Yeah, I would like nothing on that bike.
Then you can move it. That's part of your pre warm up exercise.
You are such a patootie.
Ugh. You can't move some shirts and a jacket.
And a hanger.
Oh yeah, that's the one that gets you. The hanger. Oh my god, the hanger's so heavy. What am I supposed to do with it? Babe, here's a rule of thumb for the basement. If you have to move anything off something, put it on the fridge.
I have told you so many times to take
didn't realize there
leave
was a fridge
shit
there.
Off mm-hmm. the freezer, and you always put shit on there, and then I get it irritated.
Well, you know what you can do? If there's stuff on there, take it off and put it on the couch. And then when you need to sit, take it off and put it on the freezer.
This is why I hate how you clean things. Because when I tell you to clean something gets clean, but inevitably something else gets messy.
It's a whole game of moving around.
No.
It's like,
no.
It's the, you
that's
know,
not
you know,
how you clean. Yeah,
you know when you sift for gold and you put all the sand on there and you're sifting through like the netting, right? So you do that and things eventually find the holes that they're supposed to fall into and fall out. That's the same thing with cleaning.
No.
You just move everything around until it finds its hole, and then it goes in.
See,
and
here's the
go.
Problem with your theory.
It's not a theory. It's a fact. And it's how I do things. It's good. It's good, and it works.
In
it
11
works,
years,
and it's good. And it takes some time.
You have
but it
never
takes its, it,
found the holes for every single one of your items.
In seven, however long you, in 17 years, you've never found the hole.
You somehow just, you have Raylan.
We have a son, so that's
you,
not true.
At one point.
You make a hole. You can't find it, you make it.
Not the way it works with children, folks.
Well, we have a child, and she said, I never made a hole, couldn't find a hole.
No, that go. Is not what I said. You're taking things out of context. That's not fair.
You make it. You make the hole. That was pretty good.
Yeah, thanks. I'll try.
Oh, man.
So yeah, you were saying.
I'm gonna turn the heat down real fast.
Okay.
Echo, turn thermostat to 64.
I like how you just said it.
Thermostat is set to 64.
I like how you said that, and the heater stopped.
And heater automatically stopped. It's crazy. I'm just that good.
You're all right.
I have shows that I watched.
Okay, I'm ready.
What have you seen?
So I've always watched The Big Bang Theory, but I finally like started it and watched it through and through. I'm on the last season now.
Okay.
Absolutely love The Big Bang Theory.
I do too.
So much.
Really? I
love it. It's kind of getting...
The last season gets
like, season
a little...
11 really started... I was like, okay, I don't have to like watch it the whole time. And now in season 12, I'm like, I'm just excited for it to be done.
Yeah, it's...
But I love it.
The ending's not great.
Okay. Well, then... While I was watching it, I got recommended The Flight Attendant that has Kaley Cuoco in it.
Yes.
Is it good?
Is it good?
I loved it.
Okay.
It has so, two seasons.
I remember seeing it advertised and I was like, this kind, like, I would watch this.
Yeah. No, I loved it.
What's it on?
HBO. Max. Okay. Yeah. Max. I love that so much. I watched that so fast.
Okay.
It was really good. And then I have to look up the other one.
Well, while you're looking up, there's one show that's coming out that I really want to watch. It's called Damsel.
Yes, with Kate Winslet.
Is she in it? It's the girl from...
No, that's Rain. Damsel is on Netflix, and it's the girl from
Upside Down.
Miley Bobby Brown from Stranger Things.
I really like her. I don't like the show. I like her too. Upside Down, please, but I really want to see it. Evidently, like, they're pushing it because it's like... It's like... All like mostly female strong characters kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So women power, but it looks good.
It does look good. I want to watch it too. I also want to watch Rain with Kate Winslet. That's on HBO.
What's that about?
I don't know. It just looks good.
Is it about Alexa coming up every time and making it rain?
Yes.
I do make it rain apparently. Where?
There was another show I really wanted to watch. And I forget what it is.
Supernatural? Reacher?
No.
I still think you should watch The Wheel of Time.
Yeah, I didn't want to watch that.
It's a good show. The new season should be coming out soon.
Yep. The problem is when I'm by myself, I don't have an urge to watch anything new.
I know.
Like, I'd rather just watch... The Office.
I don't have an urge to watch anything now because I've done all the shows.
Yeah, it's watching new shows is like...
Well, I don't even watch old shows. I started watching Supernatural again, but it was way too soon.
Yeah.
So I stopped.
You just watched it. Yeah, I don't know what I want to watch next.
What's that face for?
Because I couldn't even... Like, I didn't even know what to look up. On Google, so I'm looking through my text with my friend Andrea, who I watched it with.
What did you watch it on? You just
Peacock.
You just go there, and it shouldn't be on
Peacock. Wait, what? What show?
Was it The Office? She doesn't remember.
I can't think of the name. That's why I'm looking through our texts.
Was it The Office?
Mm-mm.
Hey, do you have any urge to watch Young Sheldon since you like The Big Bang Theory?
Yeah, I'm gonna start that when I'm fully done with.
I watched two episodes, and I just couldn't get into it. Like, it was cute, but it didn't strike my fancy as much as Big Bang. I don't know what it was. Young Sheldon just didn't appeal to me. I want to watch The Goldbergs. Everybody keeps telling me to watch it.
I don't know.
It's called Traitors. The Traitors.
What's that
about? So it's basically like, even in the description, it says the ultimate murder mystery game.
Is it a reality show?
Yeah.
Yes. Are you watching the American version?
Yeah.
I think so.
So, I was watching a British show, and they were talking about the Traitors. And they say the Australian or the New Zealand version is the...
It's American.
Yeah, you need to watch the Australian version.
Well, I don't have Peacock, so I just watch it when I go over there. But even this
you could have access to Peacock.
So good.
You could have access to people.
But yeah.
Okay.
They said that the other version, the Australian one or something, is like the best thing.
Oh, when is the next season of Australian Lego Master?
I don't know. I haven't paid attention.
I really want to watch it. What
the fuck is this?
I want to watch our guy. What's our guy's name?
I don't remember.
Ah. That was so good. But yeah, I wanted to watch The Traitors too with Alan Cummings.
It is so good.
I gotta watch it. I got so much stuff I gotta watch, and then all I'm gonna end up watching is The Office and Parks and Rec. Because I want to watch Parks and Rec again. And I'm rewatching Schitt's Creek too. I love Schitt's Creek. That show is so good. I find myself reusing Schitt's Creek quotes over and over and over again in my everyday life. Because it's just such a good show. You still have to watch Schitt's Creek.
I don't know if I want to.
Why? You didn't like the first episode, but you didn't give it a chance.
I gave it a chance for the first episode.
That's not enough. You got to go to like the second or third.
Why?
Because it just is such a good show.
Why?
It's funny. It has great one-liners. And it's secretly wholesome.
You know me. I'm into that wholesome TV show.
It's just so good.
Is it more wholesome than Major Dad?
Yes.
You shut your whore mouth.
Major Dad was weird.
That's not as wholesome.
It was weird. I didn't really like it.
I don't want to hear it.
Okay.
Motherfucker.
What? What?
I'll tell you after.
Okay. Let's keep talking about stuff then. Some more stuff. Somebody asked me, actually, I have a funny story. Somebody asked me if Raylan was really into watching Bluey. And I had to self-admit to myself that it's not that Raylan really likes watching Bluey. It's that I really like watching Bluey. Because somebody's like, does Raylan need a Bluey onesie? And I was like, of course he needs a Bluey onesie. Oh, and she's like, oh, he really likes Bluey? And I was like, no, I think I just really like Bluey. And I'll continue to get him Bluey things, even though I'm the one that really likes Bluey.
He likes anything.
But he, like, watches, like, Sesame Street. He watched Fosters. He's never really watched Bluey.
You watch Bluey.
I watch Bluey. He really liked The Incredibles. Like, he watched The Incredibles.
I love that movie.
The Incredibles?
Mm-hmm.
It was very good.
Did they come out with a sequel or a third?
Yeah, there's a Incredibles 2.
Yeah, but was there a third or is it the sequel?
There was a movie. I don't know if it was a movie or just a short with just Jack.
Oh, that was just a short. I never saw the second one. I don't think I cared for the first one.
It's very different. It's like the premise of like the first part of it is very not Disney. Like, he's like, his wife is afraid he's cheating on him. Like, I'm like, oh, okay. Like, cheating on her. Like, this is very un-Disney-like. But it's good.
Was it Disney or Pixar?
It's Disney Pixar. It's like, I think The Incredibles was one of the first ones where they, when the studio joined together.
Okay.
But it was good.
I was like, I heard music.
I did too. That's why I was sitting here. I was like, am I hearing stuff?
Yes.
It's
the nanny cam.
It's Raylan's room. It's the...
La la la, la 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 la, Raylan's room.
La 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 la, la 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 la, Raylan's room.
La 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 la, la 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 la.
No, it's Raylan loves his stuffies. His rattles too. That's Raylan's room.
Now, you've seen Elmo's World, right?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen Pee-wee's Playhouse?
Yeah.
Aren't they basically the same thing? He screams.
I haven't seen it in a long time.
There's words. He screams. Random things jump off the wall and can talk.
Nothing can talk.
It's basically...
I just saw Elmo's World like 40 minutes ago.
We'll watch Pee-wee's Playhouse.
No. But
I got the whole collection on DVD.
I have seen it because the girl I used to babysit watched it all the time. But I don't fully remember it.
It's basically the same kind of thing. It is. And she loves Elmo's World, but hates Pee-wee.
Yep.
It's the same thing.
No, it's not.
Elmo is Pee-wee.
Elmo is not Pee-wee. Elmo is Elmo.
Pee-wee.
Elmo is Elmo.
Elmo is Pee-wee.
I think I could go for another slice now.
Go get a piece.
No, I'll wait.
We're almost done. Because I don't think we got much left.
No, we don't.
What else? What everyone's got?
I think my taste in music is expanding. Sweet. Not changing, because I still love my music, but I think it's like evolving.
Mine is shrinking.
Mine is expanding. Yours I don't know what you would call it.
It's ever shrinking.
But you know that song, Someone New by Hozier?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't know. Did you make me song. Listen to that?
No, I didn't make you listen to that one. You don't.
There's two.
Like?
There's the church. There's the church one, and then there was another one, and I can't remember the other one you made me listen to. The other one wasn't bad.
No. They both kind of sound a little churchy. Well, I mean, like the next song I'm gonna list as an example, but I like songs with choirs in them.
Mm-hmm.
Not even like some rap songs or like hip hop have adds, like a group of people.
Yes,
and that gives me goosebumps. Some like rock songs that I know have that, and it hits harder.
It's good.
Then the other song, which I hear all over TikTok, is Skin and Bones by David Kushner.
That one's really
love
good.
That song too. And I'm like, I would never listen to this music.
In all honesty, I think TikTok and you can keep your hate over there.
USPS have
TikTok
ruined the world.
Has introduced me to so much music that
same.
I love
mm-hmm.
that I would have never listened to otherwise.
There's a really good TikToker if you want to look him up. It's Mushroom Head. They have an official TikTok. So if you want to expand your musical
like
prowess.
You didn't know Elise Myers was a singer.
Yes, I did.
Did you listen to any of her music before? She got famous from TikTok.
What do you mean? I follow her.
Do you listen to her music?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You like country, right?
I do.
Okay. If you
let's
haven't
talk,
heard this
let's
song.
Let's not talk about the new country singer.
Beyonce.
Shut the fuck up.
That song
is so good. It's so good.
I hate her.
I love it.
It's like it's making
I
fun change of
it.
Country music.
I was like, and also her she has a great body. But
I
like,
hate that.
I
like,
hate
that album cover is awful.
Hate that she is just like naked on it.
Yeah,
I
it's
like
so
I'm like,
weird.
You look trashy.
I don't like anything.
I don't
about
like
her.
That.
Her but body's I, great. Her, she's great body. Awesome.
But I do really like that song.
She loves that song.
Well, listen to I Hope It Hurts by Dylan Schneider.
Oh, so good.
Oh my god. Okay, thank you.
So good.
I heard him on TikTok.
He's so
and cool. Now I'm like listening to his music.
Like I said.
Just 3 days ago, maybe?
It's like TikTok. Like I said, TikTok has introduced me to a lot of music that I would have not otherwise listened to.
Yeah, so Mushroom Head, TikTok.
It introduced me to Bad Omens. I love Bad Omens. They're good. Yeah.
I'm not going to be able to find them. But there's a... a band I follow on Instagram, and I talk to them every now and then.
Who you fancy?
They played down in Center City, but we were doing something. Third Street Band.
I think I've heard.
It's like soft rockish kind of thing. They're really good.
I'll listen to it.
Yeah, I'll send you.
Send me some.
Yeah, but they're pretty good. I like listening to newish music if it's not like, I don't know.
You listen, your taste in music
is picky.
Very, very picky.
But,
you listen
but
to a ton
thing.
Of different kinds of music.
Yes, that's the thing. I listen to everything. Soft rock, jazz, death metal, everything.
Yeah.
Hip hop.
But you're so particular with the artists you choose.
Yes, but I don't like the full genre of that.
No.
I like individuals.
Yeah.
That's the problem. And I don't want to listen through shit.
Mm-hmm. I heard that Someone New song. I'd heard it years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I like knew most of the chorus. And then a couple weeks ago at my chiropractor, it was on the radio. And I was getting goosebumps. But not in like a... a lot of music, I get way too emotional. That's why I can't really listen to female artists and like their songs, because they're typically sappier. Mm-hmm. Country female artists, I can't listen to.
Yeah, they're rough.
I just can't. Like, I get too goosebumpy. Like, I feel it too hard, and I just get emotional, and I wanna dance. I don't wanna cry. So, I don't know, this song, for whatever reason, like, I loved it. And then I played it in the car on the way home, and then Savannah and I went for a hike, and we were playing it then, and oh my god, I just can't stop listening to it now.
See, I like when we make the playlist for the road trips and all, mm-hmm. because she'll put on songs that I've never heard before.
Yeah.
And most of them I hate. There's shit. There's shit she has terrible taste in music.
Most of them I hate.
But there's always a few gems. Like that one girl who sings Justified.
Mm-hmm. Kaylee Musgrave.
Love that song. I looked at her other song.
Casey Musgrave. That's my friend Chloe just sent me a song of hers today. She said this one reminds. She said it has your energy, and I can't listen to it.
Was the song Biscuits?
No.
Here's the thing.
Listen to the song Biscuits.
I listen to her
stuff.
I love that one.
No, this one's good.
I'm talking. I listened to that Justified song and I loved it. I listened to every one of her other songs and I hate that. But that one song, you give me that look again and I will smack you and tickle you until you pee and poop yourself. And it will be recorded on this. I will put a microphone up to your genitals and your butthole and it will listen to the squishy squash of it coming out of your orifices.
Hey, it's okay. He can't find the hole, so he won't know where to put it.
I will make another one.
Oh, that was good. It was Deeper Well by Casey Musgraves.
Deeper Well. Ooh, that's a good one. You would cry for that one.
I was trying not to. The goosebumps were goosebumping hard, and I was like, I can't.
Listen to Justified by her.
This is what she said. She sent it to me. She said, I'm pretty sure you don't listen to Miss Musgraves, but this song has your energy. I don't know how to describe it, but it's good. And then she said, if you listen, I'll buy your next margarita at Applebee's. And nice. I was like, okay. So I sent her a screenshot of me like halfway through the song. Nice. And I did listen to it.
What?
I'll show it to you later. It's just ridiculous.
Okay. Any other music or anything?
You know what came on the other day and now I can't stop listening? Jesse McCartney. And like the song Leavin' by Jesse McCartney.
Is that that little blind kid?
Never to come back again.
Is that little blind kid?
Yes.
You can. I love that song.
That's another song that I've known it. And I was like, oh, my 12-year-old heart is going bananas right now. And then now I'm fully listening to his music. Like, just going back from, like, my childhood.
I don't think I've ever listened to one of his songs.
Oh, my God. Leavin' is one of my... Beautiful Soul.
I don't want another pretty face.
I know of that song.
That
was not my kind of music. I did not listen to it.
Shocker!
I was a young... girl
no
who when I was a young
liked
girl
this he went through boy
he went through a thug phase and then
Fuck
he went
yeah.
through
I'm
a,
still in my thug phase well yeah, the thug phase never left I always listen
down,
to thug shit
deep
oh,
down,
no.
I'm a thug
my yeah. thug phase was me wearing like Tim's and the chains
that's
and all that.
Hysterical
Fuck yeah and there is no photo
that
photograph.
He
has
wore that
yeah
what was a FUBU
Fat Farm It was a Fat Farm jean suit.
It was a Fat Farm jean suit.
And that shit was
And
on
it was
fire.
Ridiculous. And he found it. I'm like, you're not wearing
pants.
That.
I couldn't find the jacket.
That is his, like, the fact that you had a
Fat Farm
a whole,
suit.
Like,
it was my
wardrobe. Yes.
It was my Easter present. My mom bought it for me because I really wanted it. So I got a pair of Tim's and the
you had the
I love Tim's,
You
though.
Had the Fresh Butters?
I had them when
that
I was
wasn't
little.
A thing when I was, that's not a thing.
It wasn't a term then?
No.
Oh.
Just Tim's.
I remember somebody telling me, yo, those ain't margarines. Those are Fresh Butters. And I lost it.
Yeah, remember, you came home.
That was the funniest phrase I think I've ever heard. Those ain't margarines. Those are Fresh Butters.
Whatever. Yeah, so I had my I had my silver chains, all that, my rings. I had my braids.
That is even wilder.
Wait, what grade were you in when you had the braids?
Was it 10th grade? Oh, when I had the I had my ponytail until I was in college.
No, braids. When did you have braids?
Oh, I would switch it up and turn the ponytail into braids.
Okay.
All the time.
Okay, we had a discussion recently where you said that I would not have gone to prom with you.
Because I had a ponytail.
Because you had a ponytail.
Yes.
I take that back. I take back what I said.
Because I told you.
If you had braids, it would have been a hard no.
For whatever reason, the sound is like tickling my ear hairs. Like my ear holes are just itchy.
That's what we do here. We tickle the ear hairs.
I was trying to hold it off for a while, and I did it a couple times, but now I'm like, I don't know what's going on.
Here at Shaded Corner, we give you ear STDs.
Are you sure there are no pictures?
There are none.
I know.
Can you please be past version you for Halloween this year?
No, he can't. No, absolutely not.
Which one? Like, okay, so I don't remember.
I think you should switch it up every night. So like.
So no. I was.
Stop. Stop I don't asking remember, for I don't, these things.
I was.
I want to see you not dressed as.
A cowboy?
Yeah. Rhinestone
so,
cowboy.
So it's freshman year. I don't think I was anything. So 10th grade, I was thug. 11th grade, mm-hmm. I was suit and tie.
Oh, that's right.
He did bring the powder blue suit. So
baby, I'm a thug, and then powder as suit. Long as what? I got I my have... suit and tie.
Oh no, the yellow.
Yellow.
And I didn't wear that. I wore that in college. It was gold night for the fraternity. No, it was gold night for the fraternity.
So where did you get these? These images that you were like, I want to be that.
I don't know.
Where did your thug era come into play?
I was deep into rap music.
Eminem?
No.
50?
No. Biggie? They weren't around. 50 wasn't around. In the late 90s, early 2000s? I graduated in 2003. So I don't think 50 was around back when I was listening. I was listening like... DMX.
Okay.
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Bone Thugs.
Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Timbaland and Magoo and that kind of stuff.
Okay.
I didn't even really listen to Biggie and Tupac. Only when they rapped with Digital Underground.
So, you don't know what gave you like the spark of, I need a chain, I need some Tims, I need...
No. I was just listening to
music.
Or
did it just slowly evolve into that?
Maybe. I don't know.
And then how did you go from thug to...
Proper? Me and my
suit
friend.
Suit and tie.
Me and my friend had this conversation. It was like, you know, it'd be really funny if we just wear professional clothes the whole year.
Did he follow
That's
through with it
hilarious.
Too? Yeah. Are you... So you were like stepbrothers.
What?
Walking into an interview.
Oh, yeah.
For
yeah,
a janitor.
Yeah.
Just full suit and tie.
Well, no. We were at school. We wore like... The nice slacks, the button down, ties sometimes, things just for school.
Okay, so office attire.
Yeah.
All right. And then what was the next phase?
The senior year, I was a mix between wearing khakis and goth.
Oh, God.
Okay. I did. There is one picture of that.
Is there?
Yes, with your car.
Yes, there is. I had my black JNCO pants and, yeah.
I need to see this.
There is a picture of that face.
Okay.
Somewhere.
I would have gone to prom with you that year.
I still had the ponytail that I did do in braids.
That's fine. That's
and for it. Halloween.
As long as you were goth, I would have
for Halloween,
been all over you.
I would do the braids, and then they had those little bats and the little skulls things that you could put in your girl's hair and all. I put that in my hair so they jingle around.
Yep, I would have definitely gone to prom with you.
Why?
I was really into goth boys. Don't.
What's that got to do with my ponytail?
Your ponytail wouldn't imagine.
What was your style like in high school?
I was a fake goth for a really long time. Like I pretended to be dark and broody and would wear black, but I was a happy-go-lucky little kid.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know, my junior, senior year, I was like a skater girl. Mm-hmm. I had like I shopped at like...
PacSun.
PacSun.
Hot Topic.
I had like the skater shoes, even though I was awful on a skateboard.
Yeah. Osiris, probably. That was the brand of shoe I always wanted, but I never
got it.
It wasn't
Osiris. It was like, it was the other skater. I don't remember. It wasn't Osiris.
Etnies, DC, Vans.
I had some DCs. That's what I had. Yeah. I had a pair of DCs. I had like DC shirts and Fox Rock. Remember the Fox?
What's Fox Rock?
The Fox on it.
Fox.
You mean Fox?
It was just Fox?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I had like that.
You were thinking of like Volcom.
Volcom is what I'm thinking of. So I had all that stuff, and that's what I was my junior and senior year. I was a skater girl.
Yeah, middle school was when I was really, really, really into skater boys. So I would wear that stuff.
That was about the same time. Because you were in middle school when I was in high school.
I liked Avril Lavigne.
I loved Avril Lavigne.
I loved Avril Lavigne.
But I wasn't crazy into her.
You didn't go chasing after skater boys singing the song?
I loved Avril
Lavigne. Definitely
chased
after skater boys.
I loved Avril Lavigne and Switchfoot and all of those. Simple Plan, I listened to a lot.
High school though, eighth grade into high school, it was mostly I don't even know what you would call it. I had the puka shell necklace. I would straighten my hair.
Like a preppy girl.
Definitely. Hollister and Abercrombie.
Oh my God.
Did you do the layered?
I was just going to say the V-neck polos? Shirt. Oh. The V-neck t-shirt with the cami underneath that was sticking out under the bottom with moccasins and skinny jeans.
So again, you were in high school. I was in college. Mm-hmm. That's all the fucking girls wore in college was those stupid moccasins.
Yeah.
Did you know what drove me crazy about the stupid moccasins? Is those are slippers.
The actual slipper ones I wore in middle school sweatpants.
They're all slippers.
But the moccasins.
You can't convince me otherwise.
They were shoes and I wore them every day.
They were slippers.
Didn't mean to strike a nerve here.
You did.
Sorry. I'm so sorry.
No need to apologize.
Let's bring those back.
But then my junior and senior year, I stopped dressing up and it was legitimately sweatpants, moccasins.
Because they're slippers.
And hoodies every single day.
Because they're slippers.
Because junior year was I was in culinary all the time for easily 4 hours of the day. So I barely had classes and all I would do is change into my the pants and the chef coat and the hat anyway. Chef so lights. Everything would just be messed up. And I didn't feel doing that all day long.
Getting dressed and then,
So, and then senior year, I was only in school for 3-4 hours total anyway, because you had a half day every day because I did co-op. So then I would just go home for a couple hours and go to work.
Yeah.
So I would just wake up, get a shower, sweatpants, hoodie, every single day, or when it was hot, sweatpants and still the V-neck with the cami t-shirts.
Yep.
I was a bum junior and senior year.
Wow.
But still cute bum,
A hobo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had money, but I was just
when I had culinary classes in college, I would also be a hobo. I'd go in my chef pants and my hoodie.
Yeah, that's what a lot of people did too.
Because I didn't want to wear actual clothes. Because I'm all I'm doing is putting on a chef coat over my white shirt.
Yep.
Because my chef coat's white and you can see right through it. Mm-hmm. So you need a white shirt.
Oh, ours was thick.
Ours was also thick, but you could still, if you wore dark t-shirts, you could see through it. But yeah, when I did culinary, I did the same thing. But yeah.
Kind of miss culinary. I don't miss school, but culinary was fun.
It was a fun class. It was a fun class to take for sure. It's where I learned to bake pie crust like a champ. Because I made 4,000 pies for Thanksgiving.
Ours was chocolate chip cookies. We made so many chocolate
chip
cookies.
Oh yeah, so did we.
Oh my God. Everyone referred to them as the culinary cookies because it was you had to have a convection oven to make those cookies for them to taste and
get
puff up the way that they did. Oh my God, they were the best cookies ever.
Convection ovens do the trick, man.
I don't cook.
That's okay. I do.
I just made teriyaki salmon last night.
Mm.
with some rice and broccoli.
Someone doesn't eat fish.
It was delicious.
I don't eat fish.
Not even salmon? What about crabs?
That's not a fish.
You don't like crabs?
That's not a fish.
It's a shellfish.
Yeah, but it's still an aquatic animal.
It's not a fish.
Okay, fine. It's a crustacean.
And I don't eat crab anymore. I only eat it on our anniversary. Oh. Yeah.
You just don't like any?
I used to eat flounder when I was a kid. But I don't... My problem is, every time I eat fish, I feel, looking at it, I feel like it should be chicken. And then when I bite into it, it's not chicken. And all I want to do is eat some chicken. So I'd rather have chicken.
My mom lied to me about what crab was and used to say it was chicken. And I knew it wasn't, but I ate it. I'm like, it's good chicken.
I mean, chicken is the best. It really is the best.
No, it's not. Salmon's good.
It's better than salmon.
I love both so much. This was such good salmon last night. And then there was the recipe that I followed. I cooked my rice, and then it said to put rice vinegar, mm-hmm. brown sugar, and salt
in the rice.
And so I like drizzled it on there, and I was like, I've never had this, so let me try it first. Mm-hmm. So I just like kind of dipped it in the rice vinegar with the stuff dissolved, and then into the salmon that was full teriyaki'd. I was like, this just gives it a whole new level of flavor with that zing from the vinegar. Yeah.
Rice.
It was so good.
Rice is good with a little bit of sugar. All white rice.
Yeah.
Rice, wine, vinegar, and a little bit of sugar.
It was
so good.
Amazing.
So good.
I'd never had that.
You're making noise. That's what everyone wants to listen to. What are you doing?
Just bobbing along.
I'm tired, so I'm trying to do stuff to keep myself awake, okay?
And you know what that'll be? Chatting. This is a podcast.
I don't have anything to say.
That's a first.
That's not true.
You're always...
You're mean to me, you know that?
No, I'm not. You're mean to me.
You're a poop face.
See, you're mean to me. I didn't say anything bad about you. Okay, well, she's asleep. How about you?
No, I'm not.
I think I didn't say everything I need to say.
Okay. All right, I guess we'll wrap up.
Okay.
Cue the wrap up.
Words of wisdom. When life gives you lemons, throw them at people.
Why? You're getting free... Look, first of all, when life gives you lemons, that means someone's giving you free lemons? Why would you give away some... Why would you...
You want to pay it forward.
You're throwing it at somebody.
So you give them lemons.
You could cause bodily injury or death.
From throwing a lemon?
Let's say someone's riding a bike down the street. You peg them in the head, they fall down, they hit their head on the ground. They're not wearing a helmet.
I didn't say hit a bicyclist.
You said throw it at people.
I didn't say throw it at bicyclists.
You said people. Are
bicyclists
less than people?
Bicyclists aren't people. I don't know what a bicyclist is.
They're people who like to lick bicycles.
I was thinking bicycle Lex, like me, when you said that.
Yeah, they're people who ride Alexas, like, like bicycles.
Somebody's riding you like a bicycle, girl.
That's a new one.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right.
Thank you for listening. If you would like to contact us, we can be reached at shadedcornermedia@gmail.com.
Gmail.com.
Or shaded_corner on Instagram. Thank you. Have a great day. We accept all comments, concerns, compliments, and cues. Have a great day and a great week, and we love you. Bye.
We love you. Bye.
Bye!
Oh my god, my ear holes. That's really itchy.
Sometimes when the world is so sunny and people are a bore, I go to my shaded corner my shaded corner. A place with all my favorite toys and games and movies and more. I go to my shaded corner, my shaded corner.
Several seconds. Okay, we'll start off with this anyway. So when I was editing the last show, I found that when I click the mouse on the table, this sticks. the left clicker. But if I take it off the table and click it, it doesn't.
Is that why it's on your lap?
Yeah.
That's
because
weird.
Anywhere on this table, it sticks. But not on the table, it doesn't stick. If I have it on the table and I click it and it's stuck, I lift it off the table and it clicks free.
That is strange.
That makes no fucking sense.
No, it doesn't.
I gotta hide my hands.
How are you gonna do jazz hands?
My hands are cold. Right here.
That looks weird.
It is what it is.
It is what it is.
Tucci.
What it is.
All right. We're recording.
Woo!
Wobbly table.
Wobbly table. Table is wobbly. Wobbly table. Wobbly table. I felt that was necessary.
That was really good.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Appreciate that.
That was something. All right, do we have any? Do we just want to start?
Sure. Just let her rip.
Let's go.
I'm going to show you. I'll put it down here. Right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to click